Blackstone Audio presents The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, The Mysterious Death of What's My Line TV Star and Media Icon Dorothy Kilgallen by Mark Shaw. This book is read by Gabra Zachman. Wherever Dorothy Kilgallen goes, fame precedes her, envy follows her, and a crowd looks on. She is one of the communication marvels of the age. New York Post Daily Magazine, 1960. Justice is a big rug. When you pull it out from under one man, a lot of others fall too. Dorothy Kilgallen. Introduction. On the blistering cold, windy day of November 11th, 1965, nearly 3,000 mourners gathered inside the St. Vincent Ferrer Roman Catholic Church on New York City's Upper East Side. Another 1,500 huddled outside to pay respects to the famous What's My Line television star, radio personality, celebrated journalist, revered investigative reporter, and author, Dorothy Kilgallen. Those present and millions across the country were still reeling from her death, an unexpected tragedy. Honorary pallbearers included publisher William Randolph Hearst, Jr., and What's My Line moderator John Charles Daly. Among the celebrities attending were actress Joan Crawford, Ed Sullivan, jazz pianist Bobby Short, film producer Joseph E. Levine, and actress Betty White. Flower arrangements were present from Bob Hope, Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton, and New York City Mayor John Lindsay, whose sympathy card included the words, "Dorothy will be missed, not only by those who knew her, but also by the millions whose lives she reached daily." The day before the funeral, United Press International reported, 10,000 people walked past Dorothy Kilgallen's covered African mahogany coffin for viewing at the Abbey Funeral Directors at 888 Lexington Avenue. On November 8th, Kilgallen, called by Ernest Hemingway one of the greatest women writers in the world, had been discovered dead in her lavish East 68th Street, New York City townhouse. The New York City Medical Examiner issued a report stating Kilgallen, 52 years of age, died of acute ethanol and barbiturate intoxication, circumstances undetermined. Despite this depiction pointing to accidental death, some believed Kilgallen committed suicide. However, a third possibility remained, that she was murdered, that the woman called the most powerful female voice in America was silenced because she was the reporter who knew too much. The likelihood Kilgallen, one of the most courageous journalists in history, the larger-than-life true Renaissance woman and first female media icon whose accomplishments rival modern-day legends like Oprah Winfrey, Barbara Walters, and Diane Sawyer, was the victim of foul play, must be considered. During the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, the college dropout-turned-feisty journalist with the light-up smile, Irish wit, and high-society manners who achieved phenomenal success in a man's world made enemies ranging from show business celebrities to government officials to those in the underworld. Years of Kilgallen's scathing Journal American Voice of Broadway columns, ones that could further or inhibit a career, triggered hatred from television, film, and Broadway personalities experiencing her wrath. These columns, focused on the rich and famous, were syndicated by the Hearst chain to more than 200 newspapers across America, with Kilgallen's loyal readers glued to every word. Kilgallen also upset government officials through dogged investigative skills exposing secret documents before their official release. To those in the mafia, she was a constant threat, since Kilgallen wrote poison pen Journal American stories aimed at those who believed they were above the law, including arch-enemy Frank Sinatra. These dangerous men knew CBS music producer Marlon Swing's statement was true. Dorothy was a very powerful woman. People don't have any idea of the power and contacts she had. More than anything, it was Kilgallen's strong belief in justice, her determined pursuit of the truth, that triggered condemnation, vows of revenge, and death threats. Fellow What's My Line panelist and Random House co-founder Bennett Cerf said, "A lot of people knew Dorothy as a very tough game player. Others knew her as a tough newspaper woman. When she went after a story, nothing could get in her way." By revisiting the remarkable Kilgallen's trailblazing 35-year journalistic career,